If Jesus were to show up today and begin proclaiming the same message of repentance that he proclaimed when he walked the earth, I imagine it would be even less popular today than it was back then. Repentance is something we don't really talk about. It seems like we're so leery about offending anyone, sounding judgmental or critical or intolerant, that by and large in the public sphere, we are very hesitant to suggest to anyone that they might consider changing anything about the way they do things or the way they live life, with the exception of politicians and major criminals. We're usually okay with suggesting that they change their ways. But we don't like to point out things about other people that we notice. Maybe it's because we don't like to point out things about ourselves that we notice that could be changed for the better. So very often, the message of repentance gets neglected. And maybe even, whether we know it or not, we often operate according to the principle, I'm okay, you're okay. God loves you just the way you are. That's true, by the way. God does love you just the way that you are. But in our culture of affirmation, if we could call it that, we often focus so much on the good that we see and look for the good in people that we might ignore some of the things that could be changed for the better. I'm not saying that we should not affirm and that we should not look for the good. We should. But I think if we're all honest with ourselves, we can look inside and find aspects of our lives that God is inviting us to change. We all know what those things are. So maybe what we need is a fresh look at what repentance is really all about. Because it seems like maybe we operate according to a very limited understanding of repentance. When I say repentance, maybe we think about looking for things that we feel guilty about or should feel guilty about, bringing those before the Lord and saying, I'm sorry, and Lord, help me. But that's really only part of repentance. That's part of the message that Jesus proclaimed. He does want us to turn away from sin. He wants us to eradicate sin from our lives. But Jesus' message is not primarily a message of guilt. Jesus' message is primarily a message of love. So love needs to be the motivating factor that leads us to repentance. Repentance is not just about heaping guilt and shame upon ourselves to try to squash out sin. Repentance is about opening our hearts in love and indeed letting go of things that hinder us, things that keep us from loving God more completely. Maybe there are things in our lives that are good in themselves, but they tempt us to love them more than we love God. You notice in the gospel, Jesus goes about preaching repentance, urging people to believe, and then he encounters these fishermen, and really, it's a very simple call that he issues to them, and they leave everything behind to follow him. Discipleship means that we have to leave something behind. And we don't necessarily like that. We know very well, and I think we all want to leave sin behind. We want to get rid of the things that bog us down. But are there other things in life that maybe the Lord is asking us to let go of so that we can follow him. Our attachments, maybe, to some of the good things that are in life. It doesn't mean that we have to let go of all of the good things that we see in life. Those are blessings from God. God wants us to have them. But like those fishermen who, you know, we have no reason to believe that these were grievous sinners. They were just fishing. So it wasn't just a matter of calling those who were sinners. He called people in every condition in life. James and John, of course, Simon and Andrew had their own things that they must have been dealing with in their lives. But they were just going about life in their usual way. And Jesus called them, and they left everything behind to follow. The other day I was praying before the Blessed Sacrament and looking at the crucifix, trying to discern, trying to hear the Lord. And I guess I came to the realization as I was looking at the crucifix that I would prefer that the life of faith be easy. I want my relationship with God to be smooth. I don't want it to involve a lot of pain and suffering. And yet, I was reminded in that moment of the words that Jesus spoke to his disciples. If any of you wants to follow me, you must take up your cross daily. So I asked myself the question, am I willing to go to the cross out of love for God? I think I'm willing to stand at the foot of the cross. But when it came right down to it, I realized I might be willing in my mind to go to the cross. But there's so much in me still, so much that I'm holding on to that prohibits me from being right there with the Lord. If I were really to go to the cross, it would mean letting go of many of my fears, my pride, my desire to be well thought of by other people. Going to the cross would mean letting go of my self-reliance, many of my creature comforts, the control I like to have over things. There's much that I would have to really let go of if I wanted to be with Jesus there and to respond to his call. I guess I could have been really disappointed and discouraged, fallen into despair at that moment, wondering if I would ever be able to faithfully respond to the Lord's call. But I understand that he knows where we're all at. The Lord wants to give us the ability, through his grace, to trust him and to take that step, to leave the boat behind and to follow. I wish there were some easy solution to this kind of situation where we think about following God, being, you know, true, authentic, complete disciples of Jesus, but we find so much holding us back. I guess the only advice I can give is start small. Make small acts of trust each day. Whatever the situations are, the circumstances that you're facing, that sometimes might seem overwhelming or hopeless, in those small ways, make acts of trust in the Lord. Part of it, too, is really believing that leaving the boat It's going to make us happier than if we stayed where we were. God does love us just the way we are, but God loves us too much to leave us just the way we are. He's calling us to repentance, to leaving something behind to be with him. The world offers us comforts. The world says, find, you know, the things that make you feel good. Pursue these things that bring you comfort. Pope Benedict said many years ago, Jesus didn't call us to be comfortable. He called us to greatness. And greatness is found precisely in letting go of the things that hinder and giving him our whole heart.